Frankenstein by Mary Shelley. Copyright Burlington Books, 2001. Prologue. Robert Walton lived at the end of the 18th century and had one great ambition in life: to sail the seas surrounding the North Pole and to discover a passage through them. He travelled to the port of Archangel in the northeast of Russia, bought a ship, chose a suitable crew, and set off on his voyage. One day, as they were sailing through the ice, they saw a strange sight. A sledge, pulled by dogs, was travelling northward. In the sledge, guiding the dogs, sat a huge man. They watched him through their telescopes until he was out of sight. The next morning, on a block of ice floating beside their boat, they found a similar sledge. On the sledge was a man, almost frozen to death, exhausted and very thin. The crew carried him onto the ship and looked after him until he was better. The man's name was Victor Frankenstein, and this is the story he told Robert Walton when he was able to talk. A strange and tragic story told by a dying man on a ship surrounded by ice.